Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're visiting with Tyler Ornstein, the CEO of Tyler's Coffees, the world's first and only organic acid-free coffee, and is able to provide a healthier option and solution for the more than 100 million individuals who have sensitive stomachs or who suffer from acid-related modalities. And Mr. Ornstein, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Hey, thank you. I really appreciate it. You know, it's really exciting to get the word out and let people know that by drinking a acid-free coffee, you really are ahead of the ball. And not to quote-unquote brag here, but we were just picked up by USA Today because I wrote a book and door-to-door to every store, and they were really impressed with it. And so they ran the story online, and I was kind of floored because they reached out to me after they ran the article, and I was like, wow, you guys did your research. But that's exactly what we created. We created the world's first and only acid-free coffee that does give you heartburn, ingestion, upset stomach, smooth, no bitter bite.
Well, you've certainly whet our appetite to hear a lot more on this. So I'd be curious, as a starter here, how did you actually get started in the coffee business and industry?
So the way I got started was a very young age. I was 14 years old, and my father came to me and he said, hey, we bonded over coffee, but he started getting stomach issues and he couldn't drink coffee anymore. So he came to me and he said, hey, what's the second largest commodity item in the world? I did not know. So I went and did some research, found out that oil was first, coffee was second. And when I found out coffee was second, I was like, wow. That's pretty crazy. It's a $1.6 trillion industry now. And most people take their coffee for granted, but they don't realize how harmful it is. So my dad, being a biochemist, he figured out when the tannic and lipid acids bloom in the roasting process, by the blooming of the tannin and lipid acids, that's the acids that cause the GI to inflame and cause any discomfort. So our coffee, we don't bloom any tannic and lipid acids, and therefore we have a neutral pH.
Yes, certainly appreciate the background on how you got started in the coffee business. Tell us also, what challenges did you actually face in the very beginning? I'm sure there's a takeaway or two with your response on that.
Well, I tell a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of successful people, I say, you know, if you don't become really, really, really close with Murphy, he's going to bite you in the ass. Murphy's Law loves to rear its ugly head. If it is going to go wrong, it will go wrong, and plan for the worst and prepare for the best. But you name it. I mean, from trucks overturn on the highway where we're backlogged for 2 weeks to, wrong printing on packaging, the website crashing. I mean, it's an endless game of whack-a-mole being a business owner. You walk into the office and the first thing you figure out and think of is, what problems do I need to fix, not how's everything going.
Now, speaking of challenges, taking that further, what challenges do you continue to face and how do you overcome them?
Well, I think challenges is exactly what they are. They're challenges to overcome. And what separates the successful business owner to the failed business owner is not the money. I think you can do a lot without money. I mean, I've done a lot without money. I think the number one thing is the drive, the tenacity. Like a business owner, if they give up, then they just give up, right? But a real business owner doesn't give up, you know, fights to the last tooth and nail. And I think that's a lot to do with a plethora of very successful people. And when you encounter a challenge in your business, you have, I guess, two options. You have A to B. You have A, fix it. B, don't. And if you don't, and it's going to compile, and it's going to compile, and it's going to compile. And at one point, it's going to have so much weight behind it that it's going to flood you out.
I certainly appreciate that response. That is some good stuff right there. Today, we're joined by Tyler Ornstein, the CEO of Tyler's Coffee, the world's first and only organic acid-free coffee that is able to provide a healthier option and solution for the more than 100 million individuals who have sensitive stomachs or who suffer from acid-related modalities. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, every business needs goals in place. What are your goals for the next year and beyond, if you don't mind sharing some of those with us?
Well, we're very excited to announce that Tyler's Coffees is going to be a Sprouts product. We're going to be in Sprouts in the next year, and I think that's going to snowball into Whole Foods and to other retailers. And, you know, hopefully if Whole Foods is listening, you know, we'd love to have the opportunity to grow your business. I think our main focus or our main goal is just to put our nose to the grindstone and keep selling coffee. Keep moving product. The faster we can move coffee, the faster we can grow. And that's the only thing that like holds us back is product. Like right now, we're in a slight back order. And Tyler's Coffees is nicknamed the backorder coffee because we just are always in a back order. And it's people say, oh, it's a great problem to have. Yeah, it gets old. And quite frankly, we lose customers in a back order. So it's not a fun, exciting thing to do. But it is what it is. You know, you just kind of where our growth volume is exceeding so fast that people love our product.
I certainly see both ends of the spectrum there, and thanks for sharing that information with us as well. Very helpful. Now, tell us, what is your best advice for someone running a small business? I'm sure there's some good information in your response to this.
Well, I think the best advice for, you know, someone running a small business would be, are you happy with what you have? Not monetarily wise. Are you happy with what you're doing? Like, I guess you could say that I've done a lot of research, and a lot of small business owners will fail because they don't like what they do. They don't have a passion for it, or they lost the drive or whatever. So anyone that's struggling right now, look into yourself and say, hey, am I happy? Am I happy with what I'm doing? Is this really what I want to be accomplishing? I mean, for me, owning Tyler's Coffees is a godsend. I love coffee. Absolutely adore it. And I love that I'm helping people every time I sell a bag of coffee. And I love that I'm supporting my local community. So I don't see it as work. I see it as kind of a fun hobby that pays me a dividend. And that's really what you need to do. You don't want to work for someone or something that is going to detriment your life. You want to be happy. You want to be content. And then you'll put your 100% behind it. You'll put your all behind it. I can't really stress that enough. You have to love what you do.
If you love what you do, the rest usually takes care of itself. Really some good information shared with us here today, and actually have been on the website, and I noticed that you have a lot of celebrities that drink your coffee. Talk to us about that.
Well, we did a thing about, oh, geez, maybe 6 years ago, where we had this PR company, and they were like, hey, we can get celebrities to take pictures of them drinking coffee. And I was like, okay, that sounds great. And it turned out even better because the celebrities were like, this is really good product. So we actually have customers that are celebrities. We got a lot of people that, I mean, Lou Goss, awesome guy. We've got Nikki Styx, who's married to, or sorry, I forgot her name, but Nikki Styx's wife. You know, just really cool guys, really cool people. And yeah, No, they endorse it because they love it, because they think it's a good product. They think it's healthy. They think it's beneficial. You know, I think a lot of athletes would be our next move, because people need to realize that an alkaline diet is the healthiest diet. When you are alkaline, you are pretty much immune to any disease, because your disease, bacteria, inflammation, that causes a lot of negative and side effects on your body. But if you don't have inflammation, then you're fine. And inflammation, what causes inflammation? Acid. Acid irritates the body. So by not drinking an acidic coffee, you're really becoming a lot healthier.
Well, I'm sure listeners want to know where they can find Tyler's coffees near them. And to get more information online, where's the best place to do so?
Yeah, I mean, we're on Amazon, eBay, Walmart, tylerscoffees.com. We're in over 1,000 retail stores across the country, natural grocers, soon to be in Sprouts. You can find it. You can absolutely find it. And that's the thing with Tyler's Coffees is you can find it. People are flocking towards it. And it's just, it is what it is. You know, I mean, people are like, where's my coffee? And I'm like, it's coming. It's coming. We're roasting as fast as possible. But these supply chain issues have really caused a lot of issues for small businesses and big businesses, but mainly small businesses. And it's just a real shame.
Yeah, for sure on that. And it seems to be a problem in most industries globally. And hopefully we'll get past all that. And, of course, COVID certainly doesn't help things at all either. Well, Tyler, we certainly wish you and the company continued success and all the best. Again, folks, it is tylerscoffees.com. Tyler, thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for having me. And, yeah, if you guys want to change your coffee, you'll change your life.
And the perfect place to conclude this session of Enterprise Radio. We've been speaking with Tyler Ornstein, the CEO of Tyler's Coffees, the world's first and only organic acid-free coffee that is able to provide you a healthier option and solution for the more than 100 million individuals who have sensitive stomachs or who suffer from acid-related modalities. And for all the details, visit, once again, tylerscoffees.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.